check. Hey, Joe, do you want to play cards?
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
No, you're supposed to say, no, we're still playing cards.
We have cards, look, and we're still playing cards.
We are.
Guess what I did? We had made two shows. The first one was right around Christmas. The second one we made recently.
I know, and you're retarded.
I put the second one out and called it the first one, so guess what I have to do? Put the first one out and call it show zero. So this is our third show, but we'll call it show number two. Because we had zero. Sorry, I had to jump up and down. You're just looking at me.
We call it, what is it, the mad handstand or fun rock drum?
No. I need something to drink.
Okay. Go do that. I'll talk to the people.
There's no flipping clock five.
I'll talk to the people about...
To the peeps?
...things while you're gone. I don't really know what things, but...
That was good.
You're kind of driving the show here.
I'm not driving. Hey, where's my soda?
Yeah.
Joe, do you need something to drink?
Yes. Thank you. Very much.
What are you drinking? Water or juice or Mountain Dew or...
I'll have some wine. Thank
Wine's
you
good.
Very much. Juice.
There's multiple
I'd
options
I'd like some
here.
Apple juice, thank you.
I'll have the fermented apple juice,
Make
please.
It bubbly. I swear it's Asafa.
Did you ever make your own bubbly apple juice?
Yeah, well, we had a problem with that in junior high, apparently, where the apple juice kept coming to the school, and it was fermented.
The juice was fermented before they even, like, served it
yeah.
up.
Yeah, because every day it was fermented apple juice again, unless they only ordered one shipment of the little, you know, the little plastic containers with the tinfoil lid.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know, that you poke, mm-hmm. and then you stick a
I
straw
don't, I remember
in or
those.
Whatever. Yeah.
I haven't seen those forever. I forgot that's
it.
What they had for the juice, yeah.
Yeah.
You could open the whole thing and it would be a big mess if you wanted to, I guess.
Yeah. Now they've gotten even more fancy about it and they put juice in a like little miniature milk container.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I just went and saw the grade school.
Oh, you had to
and
go.
I had to stand in the lunch line.
Nice.
At a grade school.
Were you the
school.
Only big person in
yes.
lunch line? You're
and
like
you know,
Tom Hanks in that
okay,
movie, like above everybody.
This is what pissed me off. Alright, I had to pay, the regular lunch for the kids is $1.75, and I had to pay $2.50, and I got the same amount.
That's because you're a teacher paying.
Was this just charity then?
They figured you were going to eat her leftovers.
I did, because it's not enough
what
for
did you
an
eat?
Adult.
What did you eat at school lunch?
Oh, that is annoying.
It's just ice.
Okay, but can you just get it right out of the freezer next time?
We paid a lot of money for this very fancy refrigerator.
He likes making noise. I think that's
yeah.
what I have decided.
Yeah, definitely like noise.
Okay,
yeah.
So what did I eat?
Wait, I need a soda.
I'll tell
no!
you what I ate. The people out there. I ate... It was pizza and salad and applesauce and then a cookie. So the pizza, one had burned in the school prior to my entrance into the cafeteria. And it was very much a burn smell going throughout the entire school.
Like burned pizza smell?
Yeah, yeah. Like something's on fire.
Oh.
Yeah, not burning wood though. Pizza has a smell, a specific smell.
That'd be cool if they had wood stoves at the school though.
Yeah. So.
To pay more for lunch though.
Anyways, so we had pizza, but then the salad, I thought it already had dressing on it because it was so glistening. It was like glistening
okay,
and
yeah.
kind
I know
of
it's...
see-through. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's rotting.
Well, it's
you
school
wouldn't eat
salad.
It you wouldn't eat it if it was something in your fridge. You would throw it away.
That is
yeah.
school salad, yeah.
That was the salad.
Was it good?
No, well, I thought it was good because they put real ranch on instead of low-fat ranch because that was all they had.
Just smother it in ranch and you're good.
Yeah. Not one of the kids ate it. I looked around, not one child ate their salad.
That was the only green on there.
Every kid in the entire place looked around, did the panoramic view. Not one kid ate their salad, yet they still serve it just so parents will send them to school and have them have hot lunch. So they make a profit. Yet.
See, that's how they get ya.
Yeah, it's like, how on this lunch menu do we please the parents when the kids aren't gonna eat it anyways?
Yes.
And then here we're putting money into the school to pay for the hot lunch, and it's something that just gets trashed.
It's a waste.
Oh, but I made a big faux pas there. I just.
Was this at school?
Yeah.
Did you cut in line?
Well, I did it like how... No, I didn't cut in line.
No cutsies.
No, but there was this kid that was trying to get juice faster than I could get mine, and she was, like, butting in front of me, and I kind of made it so she couldn't.
No, Josie, you did the opposite. You told her,
like,
no cutsies.
I was like, I am in line, and you cannot cut because I'm hungry.
Hey, kid, no cutsies.
Yeah. Like, I need my double helping of pizza and applesauce.
Did you put your hand out on her face and push her over? Or what did you do? Get back!
No, but I did sort of...
You kicked her on the ground.
I did not kick her. I swear I didn't kick her.
You were in the first grade lunch line, and one of the little kids was just trying to get by you, and you kicked her down.
No, I didn't.
Because you were so hungry, you go, my food, and you grab her pizza off her plate.
I didn't. I didn't do that, but I did put my knee up so she wasn't allowed to get into the, like, the juice fridge before me. And then I realized, wait, that's kind of stupid. I should be helping them get their juice.
You turned into a first grader.
I did. I spent the whole half of the day in the first grade class,
good.
And I did. I turned into a first grader.
Being a first grader is good.
And, like, that's mine. And I thought the teacher would just let me, like, view the...
Right, you thought you could go observe the class.
I thought I could just go
observe
the class.
But you were an actual parent helper.
Yeah, because I wanted to see our daughter who's in first grade. It was in her class.
Hey,
okay, but they made me work, and I worked my butt off. They, like, had every one of the 23 students come to me in groups that were far too big for me to handle, and I had to do stuff with them, like this very specific
project.
Like you
were teaching the children.
I had to do this very difficult project that I wouldn't expect first graders to be able to do, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to do that kind of stuff in first grade, and so I'm having to do this with
They're
kids.
They're learning them more.
I know.
And
yeah.
They get more learned.
And then she gave them Sharpies to do the project.
Sweet.
I'm like, so
first
I
graders
had to
and
some
Sharpies, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did anybody get marker on them?
No.
So they're good.
I couldn't believe it. No marker got on the table either. Because there was no paper down. It was.
Well, then they're good with Sharpies. Just don't give them to the preschoolers.
Not one mark on the table.
How about number three with Sharpies?
That's bad. Oh, I haven't dealt yet.
Oh, what are we playing? We're still playing cards.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the way, this is still playing cards. My name is Chris. This is... Hi, what's your name? Here,
this is
we're
Josie.
Shaking hands. Listen. Don't shake my hand like a woman. Come on, be tough.
Yeah.
Oh. Like this.
Oh, cute little hand. Okay. Are you done?
Are you shuffling?
With this little intro that you're doing?
I'm not doing an intro.
I'm
Chris, and you are?
Josie.
Josie, my wife.
Josie-Ann Maya.
No, this is just Josie.
All right, we're still playing cards, but the reason for that is that I am still trying to quit smoking.
Cards are good.
And cards help. So if you're out there in listen land trying to quit smoking, if you shuffle some cards for a really long time,
they'll be
or
shuffled.
If you deal cards, even if you never actually play the game, it helps.
So deal whatever amount of cards, and then we'll just start playing, but we won't play any specific game.
Yeah, because I'm doing something with my hands.
That's a good game. It's like Dadaist. Go.
Okay. How many cards do I deal out for this no game? This non.
You don't look and you don't count.
Five. I can't.
Six. Oh my god.
Okay, we're having seven cards. Ugh. I can't just play a non-game. I have to play a real game.
You just said your dad like that. No, this was not a game. You're making the rules up as you go.
No, if we're going to play, we have to really play. But that's boring. But I kind of want to play cards.
Okay, so what do you want to play?
Maybe we should talk later.
Well, let's talk later then. What do you got?
Well, I'm not going to tell
you. Do I win? What are we playing, Remy?
No, because I have an ace too. Why are you showing me your cards?
You're looking.
You're supposed to not show them to me.
I was holding them up, and you just happened to look over.
Okay, that's boring.
Okay, I win.
You win.
You have a lion on your shirt.
Oh, yeah. Here, it's like the Elks Club lion, though. Or no, the Lions Club lion.
The Elks Lion Club. Well, the Lion's Lair?
I don't know if this is like that around the country, but here in these parts of the woods, we have a Lion's Club. And it's the same kind of deal as the Elks Club, where there's like a meeting hall.
Oh, can I join one of them?
And you could like...
Like
yeah.
The Water Buffaloes?
Yeah.
That's on the Flintstones.
I don't know about the Water Buffaloes. Is that like
that?
That's
on the Flintstones, yeah. Oh, yeah. They have water buffalo hats and they do like man stuff.
Yep. That is exactly what this is. It'd be funny if it was in other places in the world. But it's in Lyons. Their meeting point is in Lyons, Colorado. So I'm assuming that it probably is just. But it's spelled different. It's spelled like the Lyons.
I think there's Lyons clubs everywhere.
And Lyons, Colorado is LYNS.
No, those clubs are everywhere.
Are they?
Just like discotecas.
Oh, why were we talking about that? I don't remember.
Talking about what?
The Lions Club. Was there some point
to
that?
You were talking about spelling and then I got confused.
Oh.
I won't spell or do math. I don't even care.
Well, that was another thing. The first grade teacher is asking me to do this project and she's like, now make sure everything is spelled correctly because these are going on the school hallway wall. I am the worst speller in the universe, and she's asking me to do this.
I would have told her no.
It was awful. And what the project that I had to do was on hippopotamuses.
She set you up. She
and
doesn't work the other
giraffes.
That hard.
Okay, I cannot spell hippopotamus. I don't know how many P's there are in which space.
I wouldn't even try.
There's lots of peas, and I don't know how many there are.
Whatever.
And giraffe, possible F problem, maybe two Fs, maybe one F, I don't remember.
Really, it's not really important to me at all. I don't need that to get by with what I do.
And so I thought about it.
If
and
she
I'm
would
like,
have asked me to do that, I would have said no. I would have said, I can't spell.
I did tell her
that. I would
that.
Have told the first grade teacher.
I did. I was like, I can't spell.
You told her that?
Yes. I was like, you've seen the journal that we write back and forth to each other. You see that I cannot spell. You're putting me on a spelling task. I can't spell first grade words. Nope, can't. Some of them, I mean, a few of them.
I can't even spell the word simple.
I don't know. How are we raised in the, I mean, what
in the wild.
What the school's like.
We're raised in the wild woods.
Is it because we're in Colorado or something that neither one of us can spell?
Well, did you ever pee in
no,
the woods?
No, it can't be Colorado. Colorado is great. Maybe. I haven't been anywhere else.
I was raised up in Fulton.
Yeah, you were kind of a ghetto kid.
You had to learn how to hide under cars and shit.
Oh, God.
Okay, nobody really talked like that.
Yeah, they did. You know it.
It is different. I can talk like that if you'd like.
All right, let's have at it.
How about you?
No.
What are you talking about? That's from the Quest for the Holy Grail. Handstand.
Oh.
Handstand.
See, it's kind of like...
Ah! Oh. It was just a simple box. Don't worry.
Don't do that anymore.
What? I'll move the box?
No, stop doing handstands in the living room.
Why would I stop doing handstands?
Are you because you are destroying the house.
Listen. No kids.
Oh.
Thought I heard somebody...
Well, you're banging around.
Fumbling.
You know.
Oh, it was me fumbling.
Okay, what else you got? Give me some stories. Talk about stuff. Come on, this is my real time.
Okay, ask me a question.
Okay, have you ever heard of that song that she sings? Killing me softly with his song.
Oh yeah, the Fugees.
Fugees.
The Fugees one.
It's good.
I know that there's a real song like that, but I don't know who does that.
Oh yeah. All right, Jules, we're back in play. We had to take a short break. Jules, how do you like that licorice you're chewing on? Is it good?
It's hard.
It looks like it is.
It's really stale licorice.
Wow, it just breaks like ice. It's like an icicle. These are not soft and chewy.
No, they're not soft and chewy and yummy and delicious. I wanted them to be, though.
Is there sugar in these?
Because that is also another very good way of quitting smoking. Hey, don't take one. I was going to eat them.
This one was cracked.
Oh, now you've slobbered all over it. Which, I don't know why it matters, because I kiss you. And you slobber all over me.
I don't slobber all over you.
And that's fine, but I won't eat candy that came out of your mouth. That is exactly crazy.
How about you eat this candy that came out of my mouth while I slobber on you? Dang
it. See, no, then that would be fine. Why is slobber okay only sometimes?
Why do they call it?
You should write in and tell us what you think about that topic.
Sweet. They could leave a comment. Mm-hmm. Josie wants an answer to this question. Why is it that she would eat, or anybody would or wouldn't eat, candy out of someone's mouth, but then at the same time they'd kiss him? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or is it just me? It could just be me. I don't know. But because, like, my theory is this.
Well, hold on.
Maybe we should hear what they have to say before I tell you what my theory is.
Yeah. Well, listen. Just hold on. So you could leave a comment if you call 206-20-CHAR-CHAR-CHAR-CHAR.
Nice. See, nice sound effects.
I would do special effects. Okay, you could answer. If we thought cutting it out, we could. Why do you think you wouldn't want to eat my slobbered on candy?
I think because by the time the candy gets out of your mouth and into mine, it's cold slobber.
Yep. Exactly.
You think we solved that problem?
Well, but if you drank somebody's spit, it would be warm.
It's kind of like warm pop.
How about if you drink my warm spit?
My sister and I did that.
No! Gross.
When we were kids, we did.
You filled up like a gallon drum with spit?
No.
Oh, man.
What happened, I think, this is my recollection of it, possibly, because, I don't know, it's been a while. But we were little. We were like, I don't know, maybe 5 and 3.
Okay.
Like Cole and Carson's age.
Okay.
And stop doing those loud noises.
Sorry, I had to tap.
Okay. So anyways, I was trying to make my sister eat a cup full of my spit.
Nice.
And she wouldn't do it. And there was no way she was going to do it unless I tried it and showed her that it was okay.
Sweet.
And the deal was, I take a little sip and then she had to drink the whole thing.
Oh. And you talked her into that deal? What did she win?
She wouldn't do it. And I took a sip.
And she still wouldn't?
No.
Nice. That's good. She wins. Nice.
Because I freaked out when I took a bite of or a sip of it. I was like, that is so disgusting.
How long did it take you to make a cup of your old spit?
Well, it wasn't a while, but it wasn't like a full cup. It was like a teacup halfway full. Oh. Not a teacup. Not tea that we would drink.
This is like a large
teacups.
Latte.
No.
This is like a bendy. What's the biggest one, though? A bendy?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what that crap is.
I don't... Well, I go to Starbucks and I'm like, give me the smallest thing so I don't get amped out of my mind because I have to go to bed soon.
You just said the opposite of what I said. I'm like, just give me the whatever the biggest one is.
Oh, no, I get the smallest. Right away you said the smallest. I get the smallest.
Do you get regular coffee?
No, I get non-fat, sugar-free vanilla lattes.
What? Non-fat, foam half, on the other side with chocolate milk, throw in some crystal.
Yeah. I'm a crystallized
sugar from
total
Brazil.
Pain in the ass.
But it's not that bad of an order.
Well, I sometimes when I do the drive-through, which I've only done a couple of times, because I don't know, I feel like I could make my own coffee, so I spend the money. But I'm just lazy and I just want Starbucks.
Well, it's easy if you can drive up to a window.
But see, like I'm going home anyways. It's not like I'm at work and I have no choice. Going home where the coffee maker is and where I have French vanilla coffee mate.
You still have to make it. It's not as good either.
It's just total laziness.
Yeah.
Sit down.
I can't sit. But you know what?
Well, it must be done.
No, I'm trying to have a snack. Oh, we were playing cards.
You can... If you only knew how hard it is to live with you.
Are you talking to them or me?
Talking to you.
Dang it.
And now we have a witness.
Can I have a witness?
Okay, we have, well, maybe, potentially, some witnesses. Maybe none.
At least 10.
Depends on how many people listen.
It's at least 10.
But now they know how you are.
Duh.
Now they can relate to me better because they know that you really are...
All of these people know I'm retarded. All of them know it. Because everyone who listens to my show, I talk to, like, every day.
Oh, you do? Oh, my God. So these are, like, people are going to listen to this?
Duh.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
But you know
I
what?
I thought there was only a fleeting chance that somebody we didn't know might listen to it.
Nah, we got...
That's why I agreed to do this.
Well, you know,
I don't like that. No,
David,
that's bad.
Dave sent Dave O'Brien, what's up, yo?
He's going to listen?
Well, he's the other half of Vealchart.com.
I don't know if he would listen to these. I guess, yeah, duh.
Oh, my God. Does anyone listen to the show? Show. No, we're making this for you and I to listen to at home by ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Well, the last show we made...
When we're like 80, we can listen to this.
When...
Oh, my God.
When we made the first show, it sat there for 2 months. Nobody's heard it.
You gotta promise not to get divorced so we can listen to this in when we're 90. But then I gotta promise not to die.
Based on... like, the only reason I'd be with you is based on a promise... For podcasting's sake?
Yeah. That's about the gist of it. Deal? Shake on it.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'll shake.
It's all right. We just got married. The end.
What are we going to do for our 10-year anniversary?
Now we get to live happily ever
after. It's not this
after.
Year, but it's the year after that.
10 years is the year after this?
And... It'll be my 30th birthday and our 10-year anniversary. All in the same 3 months.
And I'll be 33.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get the kids washed. And then we could also get them washed.
No, because your birthday's in September.
September.
Oh, no. August. Yeah. Okay, let's make a big birthday. Anniversary thing. Because yours, my birthday's the end of May. Our anniversary's beginning of
next
August.
Year, if we start now, we can plan for next year for our anniversary. Where do you want to go?
Don't
say Jamaica.
I don't know. What are good tips that the audience
Josie
out
wants
there,
to know where we should go on our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, we have to spend money if we go somewhere. So let's go to like Nassau.
No, I don't like it there.
The Bahamas suck.
No, it's not that they suck in general, because they do. Maybe somebody will listen from there. But on our specific occasion.
We went there, it was no good for us. For us tourists.
You have to think globally.
Think
we don't want to piss off people in Nassau.
You're right. Hey, Nassau dudes, I love you. That gambling is sweet. But then they wouldn't let the people that live there.
Okay, first of all, Michael
gamble.
Jackson owns an island there.
No. You've stretched the story that far. Oh my god.
That's true, isn't it? He owns Paradise Island.
You have stretched the truth. That's true, I don't know. There's a place there called
Paradise Island, and okay, whether is it just a hotel that's called Paradise Island, or did we went over a bridge?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's called Atlantis.
Oh.
And it's a cool ass hotel. And the taxi driver
it's on Paradise Island.
The taxi driver told us that Michael Jackson owns a portion of that hotel. The Hotel Atlantis.
Oh.
And they have gambling there. And they had a huge pyramid water slide thing. It was cool. And so then there's two buildings, and then there's a bridge that goes across. And he's like, yeah, those rooms on the bridge every night, they rent for like $1,300 a night or some crazy, maybe $70,000 a night or something. And then we're like, oh, that's weird. We thought that was weird then. Now it's even more weird, like, I guess it's not that weird. You could own whatever you want, I suppose.
Do you really want to go there? Out of all the places to go, that's where you want to go?
Never.
Why did you say that?
I have no idea. Because I was joking and being sarcastic.
Oh.
Like, well, then why did you say that? Well, then why are we spending our energy speaking of this place? Where do you want to go? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let's go to Wyoming.
No.
We love Wyoming too, you guys. Don't get me wrong. You have good fireworks. Sorry. Damn, I can't be sarcastic about anybody. Alaska. Hey, what's up, Holmes? I was talking to Alaska. Ooh, we have list.
Okay.
We don't have any listeners in Alaska yet. But we have a
Maybe
listener.
We won't get any, huh?
We have a listener in New Zealand.
Yeah.
His name is Wombat.
In New Zealand, we do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
He's a good guy.
That's far away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking about for our 10-year anniversary, is to go to Europe.
EU. Coming to a city near EU. Where would you go? Would you go to France?
Yeah.
Or would you go to, like, I'm gonna
you
go
know where
to
I
Amsterdam.
Really, really, really want to go?
I'm going to Holland.
It's to Alsace-Lorraine, or Ice-Ice-Lorraine. I've heard it pronounced both ways. But I have descent on both sides of my heritage from that place.
Germany, France?
Uh-huh. It's like this tiny, tiny little country in between Germany and France, and they keep taking it over. So sometimes
Alsace-Lorraine.
And it makes up like a good quarter of my heritage.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that.
That's where your peeps are from.
And so sometimes, like, there were part of my life where I was French, part of my life where I was German, in that quarter percent of my heritage.
Switches all about.
It switches back
you do the hokey
forth.
Pokey and you turn yourself around, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
But I've heard it's beautiful. That's where they can make, like, quiche Lorraine.
Really?
Kind of want to go there. Yeah.
I think I have an Aunt Lorraine. Or is that you?
No, that's you, I think.
No,
I don't
know. Aunt Lorraine.
I had a Grandma Irene.
You could have Aunt Lorraine's.
Oh, you're retarded.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that sentiment. I resemble that remark. I hate when people say that. It's so stupid. God. Idiot. Worst day of my life. What do you think?
Every time the kids find anything at any store that's about that guy.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. Then they're like, we should get that for Dad.
Yeah, yeah. I trained them well.
Okay.
I'm raising them up. They're going to be crazy like me.
I think they probably will be crazy like you.
Damn, Skippy, they've been in crazy training for a long time. Why do you think they listen to Brack all the time as they go to sleep?
Crazy training, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I got Carson saying? I go, que tu es barrio, homes?
Oh, I know.
And then Carson, our three-year-old, goes, Echo Parque! But he really says, Echo Parky, like, sort of like that. And then he goes, Echo Park, like that. He goes, Echo Park, like that. I go, and he goes, Dad, you say barrio, and I say park. You say barrio, he tells me. And I go,
what are you teaching them?
I was like, where's your barrio, homes? And he goes, Echo Parky. No, he says, you say homes, and I say Echo Park. Say homes, he tells you.
How do you say where is your barrio? KS?
Me?
What is?
Yeah.
How would you say, where is your
barrio? KS is what?
K2S? How would you say it?
I don't know.
K is what?
That's probably how I would ask
donde,
that.
Donde
está tu
is
barrio? It's where is your barrio? So it's what is your barrio?
I couldn't say KS2. That'd be what is. I guess if you were claiming a say, you could add it like that. KS2 barrio.
I know nothing about.
I know nothing of these Spanish words you speak.
No, I mean,
I
have no idea.
It's gotta be your phone.
Oh,
okay, so
my phone. Get it.
So we're not going to NASA. Ooh.
What about
oh, we're gonna go to Alsace Lorraine, and then we're gonna go to Holland.
Oh, maybe Holland would be pretty cool.
That's where my peeps are from. We'll go to where your family's from, then we'll go to mine, because we have windmills, wooden clogs, chocolate, hookers, port. Wait a minute. That's in Amsterdam.
Well, oh yeah. Do you want to go there?
I don't know if I want to go to Amsterdam.
I
want to
go to Prague. But I don't know if
I
want
to go to
Amsterdam. I would
love to go to Prague.
Yeah, Nick and Joe said that was fun.
That's where I want to go.
Yeah, that would be cool. I'd go there.
We can go to Amsterdam, but it's probably overrated. We'd have to have a long time if we were going to go there.
I don't know. I've heard that it's crazy. There's lots of drugs and porn, and I'm not really into those sorts of things, so I don't really want porn or need porn on my vacation.
I'm not really worried too much about hookers either.
Yeah, I think we're good on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they have rock and roll. Then you'd have sex, drugs, and
well, maybe people should write in about that, since we're retarded about. I keep saying that. I shouldn't say that. You should
Oblivion,
edit.
Should we go to Amsterdam?
You should edit that out, because it's a horrible thing to say.
What?
Retarded.
Oh, yeah. If we've offended any of the retarded people in the crowd, please forgive us, because I'm so fucking sorry.
You edited that so
bad. Oh, this trouble.
Stop.
Uh-oh. I'm so sorry for being retarded.
You're not allowed to do that, and you have to turn it off.
I can be with Donovan.
No, you can't.
You know
no.
what?
You have
I
to
already
turn,
told you.
You have to take that out. No. You can't do that.
I already told you, everybody who listens to this show knows that I'm with Donovan, okay?
This would be like Roland version.
Welcome to Burger King and help you.
Okay, and then what about when you get sued? Because this is on like public airways.
The retarded people are going to come after me for...
Their caregivers.
For what?
For
the caregivers of the retarded people are going to sue me?
Family members? Yes!
Any family members of retarded people that are listening to my podcast, please forgive me.
We have such a large amount of people listening to us that are the parents of retarded people who really want to sue us for talking about whatever we want to talk
well,
about.
Well, if people decide that we are worth listening to, then maybe they'll go back in time. And then they'll
gotta
listen
go back
to
in time. I don't know what you're talking about anymore. Well, maybe some... You're stretching it. Maybe somebody in the future will listen to this before I then they go back, then we got sued in the past.
I still don't understand exactly how podcasting works. I don't really want to hear how.
I don't want to know the whole topic
is kind of like.
I don't need to know a lot of detail, but what's your question? Like what it is? It's just like people just made some files and put them on the internet.
No, I don't realize the scope of it.
Well, the scope of it could be 10 people. The scope of it could be.
So that's why I'm saying that we should take that out. Because if our scope was 100,000 people, then...
We're only going to make like 4 shows and we're going to quit.
Okay.
You're like, but still, those 4 shows took off.
It's like being afraid of the IRS.
This is not the IRS. These are our friends. I'm sorry, you guys. They're not the IRS. Nobody's trying
to
kill us.
Some of them might not be your friend out there.
Okay, listen. Nobody's going to sue us for making fun of retarded people. That's retarded. And you know why that's fucking retarded? Because did you ever watch the TV show? It was called In Living Color. Handyman was on there. Uh-oh. Trouble. And he had like guards in there. Never underestimate the powers of a handicap. That's what he would say. Do you remember that? Did anybody sue them? Did anybody's parents
Are
of retarded
sure?
people sue them?
Are you sure they didn't?
You can make fun of anybody you want. We could be racist if we want, but I'm not. I could be mean to retarded people if I want, but I'm just joking. And the only reason I could joke about being retarded is if I'm retarded myself. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I can make fun of white people and retarded people, especially white retarded people, because that's me. You have to know this. You have to just feel it in your heart.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you probably won't make fun of retarded people just because it's so taboo for you, but you also don't curse a lot. I mean, it's just different.
Oh, but lately I kind of have been.
Motherfucker. Say a curse word. Let's hear one.
No.
Just because it's not, it's just as spontaneous. You're like, no. Say a curse
word.
You
want me to come up with one?
Say the first curse word that comes to your mind.
Fucking hell shit.
Fucking hell shit, bitch. That's a good one.
Hold on.
Is that what you say? Okay, here's you. You hit your finger. Fucking hell shit, bitch. Fucking hell shit, bitch. This fucking hell shit bitch door won't fucking hell shit bitch close. I guess you could say we're gonna have a bitch. I'm gonna write that down because I'll forget it. Well, I can just ask you. You know. Yeah, I said fucking hell shit bitch.
Just piss me off. You'll hear it.
Tip on my tooth.
I also say piss a lot. I kind of like that.
Oh, piss off.
Piss off.
You know what I taught the kids? I taught Carson. I taught them all to say, oh, bugger.
Oh, bugger.
And the youngest one has a hard time with it. Oh, fucking shit, bitch. What was it again? Fucking shit. Hell. Fucking hell shit, bitch. What was it?
Yeah, that one.
I'm writing it down, fucking hell shit, bitch. We have to rewind and hear what it was anymore. Fucking hell.
I think that's the one.
Shit. Bitch. You know what I always say?
I haven't
been saying it as much. And I don't know why I switched, but I used to always say, fucking piece of dog crap, like all the time. Fucking piece of dog crap.
Well, we stopped because the kids don't like you saying that.
I never said that around the children.
That's why I don't say fucking hell shit bitch very often.
Now, every time you go to curse, you're going to start laughing.
I know. In fact, we've been really lucky.
That they're not cursing yet?
Yep.
Do you have friends whose kids curse? No, huh? So we're not that.
I guess not really.
Hey, we had to stop the show for a second, and now we're back, because my name's Chris, and this is my wife. Her name is Josie. Can I say that you're my wife?
Yeah.
That you're, like, my property?
Yeah.
You know, it sucks, like, when you get married, then your name is, you know, Mrs., and then my name.
Yeah, really.
Like, if I own you. And then before that, you had your dad's name, so...
Keeping your maiden name is the same as just keeping a man's name.
Right, you'd be your dad's name.
Yeah.
We almost made up a new last name when we got married.
Wow. That's exactly the same. If you don't want to be owned property, then don't wear a wedding dress. Don't be wrapped up in a gift with a veil.
The wedding the wedding dress is you wrapped up as a gift. It's got a bow on the back.
Like you're some dowry or something.
Once you get the gift, then you get it that night. You get to open the gift and then, take the wrapping off, see what you got. Yeah, it's sweet. It's a sweet deal for me.
Except we didn't.
We did the same thing as Dawn and Drew. Got in the hot tub and then it was just like
we were
exhausted.
Drunk and tired.
We didn't even get to eat the dinner that we bought
and
paid for.
I couldn't even get enough beer.
I know, right?
I was trying to get beer, but I couldn't get anybody to get me beer and I couldn't walk around because there was people hassling me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of wedding fun.
I'm like, I want a beer.
Standard issue wedding fun. We should have just slowed down. We didn't even say hi to all those people who showed up. Who are you? Get out of here. I'm trying to get drunk. I'd have told them. It was fun. We had a fun wedding.
I know. We should have invited less people.
That would have been good. But then we wouldn't have been able to pay for the bartend. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we had to pay to... Less people would have been better.
Next time we get married, we'll invite less. So, okay. We're at the 41 something or other timestamp, so we should end this show of still playing cards. This is show number 3, but we're calling it show number 2, don't forget. And sometimes people say the date and the time. Today is such and so, blah, blah, blah. But I say there's no date and time on the internet with the podcast. You could be listening to this podcast at any time. I don't want to confuse you by saying it's some date. Some people think that marks it as a point in history in time, on a timeline. I think there's no timeline. I think there's just always.
I think we should tell them that it is March.
No, you're going to ruin it. Don't tell them the date.
March.
Don't do it.
Don't. 18th.
Don't say it.
2006.
It was St. Patrick's Day yesterday. You told him the date. We're on the timeline now. Thanks. Thanks a lot, jerk.
Well, because
it
we're
been
never.
Infinite.
But we're never.
Hold on, you're trying to bring me down.
We're never ever gonna catch up to the show that we're actually on.
So say it's a future. Or a past
because this show is show number 2. The next show will be show number 3. Are we going to do a this is a catch-up show? So that we can actually get on target?
We'll always have a show 0. It'll confuse me real good. Like, how old am I? I don't know. Next year I'll be 34. I'll be 34. This year I'll be 33. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I like to confuse. All right, so, and I guess you're right. By stamping the number on it, I already made it linear. Duh. You're the smartest wife around.
Hey. I am.
So I love you.
I love you.
Just talking to them. Just joking. I heart you, Josie.
Fucking hell, bitch. Fuck.
You're gonna write it down. Fucking hell shit, bitch. Is that it?
That's what I'm calling you right now.
Well, then call it to me then.
Fucking hell shit, bitch.
Good job, fucking. You're gonna have to keep this card with you if you remember your curse words. Fucking hell shit, bitch. Now you're like, if you have Tourette's. Fucking hell shit, bitch. Fucking hell shit, bitch. Fucking hell shit, bitch. I'm just messing around.
Oh my god.
You guys couldn't see me, though. I was pretending I had Tourette's. Well, we can't make fun of them either.
You can't.
Alright.
Okay.
So I'll talk to you guys later. And, it'd be good as if you sent me a voice comment, then I'll know how much you like this show and stuff, because that'd be cool. So you should call right now. Right now. Just stop the podcast for a second. Just call this number right now. Just go and, like, give us a chance at a nice comic. Mm-hmm. So I'll try and play it on some show in the future, if there's a future, because it's the number's 206-20 char. See, that's good. I guess.
Maybe you should spell that.
I don't know how to spell. C-H-A-R-T. Oh, yeah, chart. 20620, chart. Okay, anyways, enough of that. Some people were wondering why we didn't do stillplayingcards.com or something. I didn't separate this podcast from the Veal Chart umbrella. So the Flying Veal Chart Company is the parent company to all the podcasts that live under it. So we will always live in and under that company and go through the BealChart.com feed so that you can have other people doing multiple podcasts, because we have like 3 or 4 different versions of a podcast. We might put out a song because Dave's always making music. We might, Dave, oh, what up? We, you know, so.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Stacy. You're inside of Stacy. Hey, Beckett.
Hello. Hello, Dave. That's Ann B. Eckett. So,
hurry up, I'm eating, and it's not good to talk while
blah,
you
blah, 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 blah. You should leave an email at this address right here. Vealchart@gmail.com. Okay, then you should go to vealchart.com, and then you should do all kind of stuff like that. And, do you want to say anything else? Apple muncher.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Stop, stop, stopping, stopping, stopping.